Countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
You've been texting on 5551. Hi, Philip. If we all farmed like the pools, we wouldn't need a derogation. Another, the key to what the pools are doing is modesty in stocking. They avoid slurry disposal problems and fodder crises. We'll return to the derogation a little bit later on in the programme, but right now I want to introduce you to Alana Nikonola Nigriefa, who has been spending a lot of time drinking tea and recording conversations with two 90-something-year-old gentlemen in East Galway. She's a researcher assisting Údaráis na Gaeltachta, as these gentlemen are among the last native speakers of Irish in the Gaeltachta area on the southeastern shores of Loch Corrib. This project matters because these older men have carried from the cradle old words and expressions that are being lost, as fewer local people speak Irish as their everyday language there now. So Lorna Siggins took a lift with Alana to Seana Murtha's home, where she met the man himself, his daughter Breda, and his companion, a dog called Tess.
That don't come here, I have pet my friend, and she keeps scared, barks at everybody.
She's lovely.
She's a beagle, you know.
Yeah, she's a beautiful dog. She's looking at us now and sussing us out.
She's curious.
So tell me, you were brought up through Irish.
My mother and my, God rest them now, my mother and my grandmother, I was in the cradle. I used to hear them talking Irish, and I was brought up with Irish. Irish was the spoken language. I wasn't from here, no, I was from another village up the road there. There were a lot of old bachelors and old women, and all Irish.
You kept the Irish, though, all your life?
I did, but sure, you know, the companies that I worked for then, all their business and documentation was done in English. The business of the country is done in English, you see.
Yeah.
No matter what they say.
And you have written a book.
I had, but the book now was for local, mostly for the locality here.
And place names.
Yes.
Place names, yeah.
Fields and that kind of thing.
Would you still know the names of fields around?
I would. I would go to the moon, you know, and crook on the parkie, go to the turnogie. They used to make poutine in the village, but I never saw it. But I was told when a person would die, they'd make a supply of poutine. It used to be made in a place called the Tonon. Tonon. With the name of the garden where it was made, you know.
As Alana and I sat drinking tea with Sean and Tess by the stove, he took a little break to take a phone call from a neighbour and friend, Tom Concannon.
You to Tom.
Yeah, I went to John.
I'm a muggle, my father, Macher, no. Came with us.
Also a native Irish speaker, age 96, but down with a cold.
Well, this weather, I'm a finished crisis.
Oh. Alana had also interviewed Tom as part of her project.
Tom, Alana and
So would you have many words, Alana, that Sean would have used that you mightn't have heard before?
Yes, there's been a good few phrases that I've learned from these native speakers. Tunan, which is a place where the poutine was made back in the day. And then there's the Shifra, which is the changeling, which I learned from Sean O'Murchu. And then Kashkin, that's another word that I hadn't heard before, Kashkin, which is the whole meal. It's just so important to keep this language and to keep the words and the shanchas that the elderly people have at the moment. Being focused in Kashkin at the Hyan, Nahra.
Kashkin is the round wheat for baking as bread. And there's a mill down there in Kilroe, Fury's mill. And we used to bring the wheat in bags to the mill and they'd grind it up and we'd call that Kashkin. At that time it was an open fire and there was an iron oven and that was where the cake would be.
And you know electricity?
No.
The tough life?
Do you know what the sow pig is?
A sow, yeah.
And it's a mother pig.
Yeah.
I saw the sow littering bonnets in the kitchen. I didn't see it because I was locked into the room. The weather, I wouldn't see the sow littering the bonnets. But the sow was kept there 4 or 5 nights. In the kitchen where we were eating, and the kitchen was the same size as this, and the sow was there giving suckling the bonnets.
So it was like a maternity hospital in
it
your kitchen?
For animals, and that's how when the bonnets were 4 or 5 days old, and they were put into the piggery outside.
On their way then, by that stage?
They were, and they'd grow up then to 2 months or so. They'd be sold as bonhams in the market and go with the bonham market.
Right. And what about St Nicholas's Market?
St Nicholas, I was there with chicken. My mother used to bring chickens, the male chickens, you know, the cockerels, were killing, and she used to sell eggs in it. And I often stood there with her, outside St Nicholas, isn't there now. Mm-hmm. When we used to go to the parade market, and our parades, you'd hear plenty of Irish. A lot of Irish speakers coming to the market. And to the Bonham market, and the market you go to in Galway, there was Irish spoken that time.
And are you sad about the way the Irish has gone now?
I amn't. You see, I'm using bad language myself, amn't. I'm not. Irish is different altogether now, I'd say. The learned Irish now, I'm saying. They're good Irish. I'm nothing against it, you know. Mm. Let them speak it away, but it wouldn't be my type of Irish, I say.
So, Breda, your dad obviously has the native Irish, but Irish is spoken around here.
Irish is in the community. My sister, Patricia, brought her children to Galway City to get the train every day to Athenry to learn school Irish. And both are fluent in Irish, but it is, as Daddy would say, modern Irish. It wouldn't be the loss.
The biggest change they made, they spoiled Irish by putting the English lettering instead of the Irish lettering. Yeah. There's a difference, you know.
Yeah.
So the lettering has changed, you see.
He addressed a Christmas card to Máirtín Tom Hionnín with the old Irish. And do you remember, you said he never got the letter. And you see, of course, these days the letters go through Athlone and it's more an automated system. So I reckon that, you know, it didn't recognise the old Irish.
The machine.
But there are people that still know it. And unfortunately, as children, we were not taught Irish. We were taught it in school. And Rory O'Thurisk was my teacher. He was amazing. And we had good Irish. But Daddy had brilliant Irish, but Daddy was working away and Irish wasn't spoken in our home because Mum came from Putumna. So that's where we lost out. And I really liked what Tom Concannon said, that, you know, when we lose our language, we lose the most important part of what is our culture, our makeup, our entire persona as Irish people.
Lorna Siggins there talking to Sean O'Murca and his daughter. You can get Sean's book, I think it was published by Annadown Heritage Society, if you're interested in that.